Patient name, Robert Stein, S-T-E-I-N. Date of birth, 7-1 of 79. Date of service, 4-6 of 22. This is a 42-year-old male patient here today needing refill of his medications. Patient is on multiple medications for diabetes as well as high blood pressure. However, I don't see any medications listed for any cholesterol management, and he is uncertain of his cholesterol status. Period. New paragraph. Furthermore, patient does not regularly check his blood sugar. I've asked him to do so and bring us a log. Period. New paragraph. Patient also will supply us a blood draw today for us to have further analysis of his diabetes and CBC, CMP, TSH. Period. New paragraph. Patient does not strictly follow a diabetic diet. Period. New paragraph. Patient also tells me that at times his stomach is upset, causing him to have diarrhea. I suggested to him it might be due to the metformin. Period. We will go ahead and further discuss this in 2 or 3 days when he returns for the lab results. Period. New paragraph. Patient, once again, on multiple medications. Not all of them will be filled today. We will do a blood draw, and he will come back in 2 or 3 days to fully discuss this. Period. New paragraph. Patient also advised that he needs to have good management on his diabetes, cholesterol, and hypertension, and that if he would like to return to clinic as well at the end of the month on April 30th, I have offered my services for that as well. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 141 over 93, pulse 101, respiration 18, temperature 98.6, oxygenation 98%. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, patient is currently on metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, glipizide 5 milligrams BID, lisinopril 20 BID, irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide 325, one daily. He tells me he has not been taking that. He didn't have it. We will refill that today. Clonidine 0.2 milligram BID. Amlodipine 10 milligram daily. Period. New paragraph. Also, Trulicity 1.5 milligram once a week and 3 milligram sub-Q once a week as well. Patient tells me he has not taken those regularly. He is only taking the 3 milligram at this point now. The 1.5, he says, states, was a startup. Period. New paragraph. Once again, medications will be refilled upon getting the lab results. Period. New paragraph. Medical history, hypertension, diabetes, surgical history, hernia. Period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, moderately obese. No distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, within normal limits. Neck, soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, but obese. Extremities, he maintains muscle strength of plus 5 in all extremities. He has a normal gait. Period. New paragraph. Patient did describe a feeling of stiffness on his right foot. He has a very mild amount of edema on the left foot. Correction, his complaint was of the left foot. Period. New paragraph. No excessive swelling, no pain, no sign of intermittent claudication. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Diabetes. We will refill the glipizide 5 milligram BID. Labs will be done today. The remainder of his diabetic medications will be filled in 2 or 3 days. Patient is to keep a log of his morning blood sugars. Period. New paragraph. High blood pressure. Patient will refill the irbesartan hydrochlorothiazide 300-25. He will keep a log of his blood pressures. Period. New paragraph. The other hypertensive medications he either has or will be refilled upon reviewing his labs in 2 or 3 days. Period. New paragraph, obesity. I've advised he needs to drop weight. A strict diabetic diet would be appreciated. Period. New paragraph, this patient returns back to clinic for a full consult. He's going to bring all of his labs, correction, and all of his medications with him.